it. Coming up next to the stage, we have a great storyteller, wonderful stand-up comedian, done the show a handful of times. I love him. Brandon Kirkman.
Thank you. Thank you. Guys, I was so excited for this show because I have so many pizza stories to tell, but they're very much intertwined with my being, which is I'm so fucking stupid. Oh, my God. Like, I enjoy life way more than any of you smart people, but, like, it's a double-edged sword. That's the thing I've come to realize. Or like a gun that has two barrels where one shoots in the front and one shoots in the back. That's why the South lost, by the way. Bad planning on their part, guys. Look it up. It's on Google. But the thing is, like, the reason I mention this is because my pizza stories are very much intertwined with my stupidity. I remember the first time in college I ever felt shame because I was just too stupid to know what shame was I was telling a teacher of mine, like, how was your night last night? I was like, ah, it was the best night of my life. I found an entire pizza in a dumpster. And she's like, did you take it out of the dumpster? Yes. Did you eat the whole pizza? Yes. And she's like, do you know that's supposed to be wrong? I'm like, nah. And then it happened 2 weeks again later, and she just accepted, like, you're just going to die from food poisoning one day. Like, man, it's... Guys, if you just put any type of, like, food in front of me and poison it, I'm dead as hell. It's just simple as that is. And the reason I mentioned these pizza stories and this whole slice of life theme is that I also remember the first time I felt really, really stupid in front of my fiance, who I love dearly. Is I don't know how she's still with me after this story, because about 2 years ago, we were at Gulliver's Pizza, which is a fantastic place, and we were eating pizza, we were enjoying ourselves, and we were getting ready to head out, and they brought out one of those little pizza boxes, and they have that picture on it that has Italy, you know, where it looks like the little boot and has all the places, and then in the center of it is a star, and that star says Rome. And I said to myself mentally, oh shit, Rome's not its own country? For years I thought that. And then even more loudly out loud, I said, oh shit, Rome's not its own country? And everybody looked at me like, oh, look at her. She's helping that special needs man. It's so nice. It's just like, you know, I have a college degree. Who let that happen? I'm just like mystified. Like Northern Illinois University, you got to get that teacher staff fixed. I don't care how much money I gave you. That's unacceptable. And I feel like it's exciting to come back because yet again, I just got back from being in Japan for 2 weeks, which was, that was really different, guys. I don't know if you know this, but like everybody there's pretty much Japanese. Like there wasn't a lot of white people. There definitely wasn't a lot of black Japanese people. Not even like one. It was kind of weird. But when I was going there, I wanted to try a bunch of different places and they have pizza there. But when you go to Pizza Hut, you can get a Japanese style pizza. And I still have no clue what I ate. On top of it, it looked like there was hair, but it tasted like seafood. So I'm pretty sure that Japan has wizards and they're brewing up some good pizzas. Just shooting those magic missiles right in there. And they're like, now your hair's seafood. And, oh, God, I miss it so much. But I really enjoy Japan because it made me feel like that stupidity will follow me no matter where I go. But it comes from my family. I went with my mom, who I love deeply. And when we got ready for this 14-hour flight to Japan, she leaned over to me and she whispered in my ears, like, hey, son, do you want to join the Mile High Club? That's when I found out that my mom thought the Mile High Club is when you order an alcoholic beverage on a plane. And I was really embarrassed because I had already taken my mom off to the bathroom. We'd started making out heavily. Boy, was my face red. That story's a lot more graphic, but I see that little guy there. He does not need to hear the other version of this joke. Oh boy, you're not ready to hear that stuff. But like, it was a fun trip because I got there and I felt like I could really relate to the people. But I felt like I really related when, even in Japan, I realized I can still get bullied by school children. I went to this place in Akihabara where it's like the huge department store complex. And they had a new video game out there that's never going to come stateside that I really wanted to try and play. This is the new JoJo's Bizarre Adventure fighting game. It's awesome, I hear. Because there was two Japanese school children in front of it playing it. An 8-year-old and a 10-year-old, I'm guessing. Playing it for like 20 goddamn minutes. I was waiting behind them. And like a guy got behind me, literally looked at his watch and said, whatever, I'm too tired for this shit in Japanese was, and walked off. And finally, after like that 15, 20 minutes, I tapped him on the shoulder. And I was like, I want to play the game. And then both of them were laughing and having a fun time. But they look over me dead stone seriously. And they're like, no English. And they went back to playing right away and laughing and having a good time. And I was too ashamed to do anything. Thinking back, I'm still trying to figure out if they're like, no English in our country or don't know English, or if it was like both. Because goddamn it, those kids played me. And I also learned an important lesson is that no matter where I go, I'm going to hurt the ones I love the most. Because we were getting ready to head home, and we had to take a taxi to the airport because we were running out of time. And this sweet old Japanese man in a taxi who could barely understand us was helping us. And he's like, oh, I can take you to the airport, in the most broken English I'd ever heard. And I was like, I should help this old guy. We have these huge, heavy bags. I'm going to put him in. So I literally am putting him in. He seems so happy. And then I go to slam the trunk down right on his head. Oh, boy. I'm so glad I'm not going back to Japan for a while. And I hope I don't ever see him again. Because, oh, boy, that was like, ooh. There's no joke to that, guys. I feel bad for that old Japanese man. I just spread some bad rumors about how we are over there now. But, you know, I just want to end on this note, too. Just don't make out with your mom in the bathroom if she tells you things in the Mile High Club. I can't tell the whole joke, though, because it gets really dirty, and I keep going back to it, and there's bodily fluids involved, and oh, boy. Guys, love your moms. That's all I want to say. Have a good night.
Thank you, Brandon Kirkman. I didn't know you were engaged, Brandon, and I didn't know you went to Japan. Congratulations for both. I'm sorry you were the scourge of the East. Jeez.